Hi everyone, and welcome to Inside the Caravan. I'm Andrew He-Him, and this episode is about Mutant Monster Machine Girls by Bubblegum Sam, aka Samuel Mui. If you're going to need about 6 extra buckets of movie blood for this, and a really big sodding sword. As a quick reminder, this podcast isn't a long deep dive unless the game that we're talking about is about as long as the 1500 to 2000 words that I write for this thing. But more, it's a lot like I grabbed it off a shelf at a convention, flicked through some pages, formed a few opinions. Yep, it's another cishet white middle class man forming opinion about games and putting them all over the internet. The version I've been given is pretty close to finished, but it's way before all the visuals and layouts and stuff have been done. The copy that I have looks a lot more plain word processor, but that's fine. I understand Sam's getting stuck in an art and layout through some kind of crowdfunding, so there'll be pretty versions coming soon enough. What is Mutant Monster Machine Girls? In Mutant Monster Machine Girls, there is going to be a bunch of misfit high school girls with some wild body geometry and extra bits of metal tacked on because of the big bad corporation, which you're then going to overthrow by using the stuff that was installed by the big bad corporation. Of course, the best tools available to enact the overthrow are stonking big weapons that will make impressive large blood splatters and nice wet gory splotches. This sort of thing you might expect if Buffy the Vampire Slayer involved cybernetics and was directed by Tarantino. You've been disfigured or mutated, or and for that or other reasons, you were pushed to the edges of society. And now you're going to push back, leaving a bloody swathe as you do. Sam makes a point here to add a content warning that basically this is not a game for people who are squeamish about very high levels of violence and other stuff. Oh, and Sam is pretty clear about having no idea why the politically or socially conservative or those of maybe a right-wing persuasion might even be particularly interested in playing this game because it's so aggressively queer, aggressively trans, anti-capitalist, anti-fascist, and a bunch of other stuff. So if you pick this up and it all offends you, then, you know, you've been warned. How does it play? You'll need some dice, something to be blood, and a bunch of archetype sheets that come with moves on it. They'll probably remind you of games like Monster of the Week, is my guess. Note, at this point, I haven't zoomed to the end of the thing to check. It's always where they get put, right? When making your characters, one of you is the city, and by extension, the man and the company. The things to be obliterated. And the rest are the girls. You'll grab a starting archetype, define why she's got mucho beef with the man, then evolve her based on ways that the man and the company screwed her over. That way she got screwed over is going to become her main weapon. Then pick names and pronouns. It's assumed their names will be new names, similar to how the characters in X-Men, you know, for instance, had their old names, but only go by their new superhero names, with very few exceptions. It's suggested that you take that kind of, you know, campy superhero name. As far as game mechanics go, this game has you gamble blood counters and roll 2d6 a lot like your standard Powered by the Apocalypse sort of system. 0 to 7, not so good. 8 to 10, eh, not too bad. 11 or more, you did it a bit too well. Then going in kind of an ongoing Tarantinoism, the girls basically just ricochet around the city, bouncing off all sorts of goons, hired goons of the man, until the man appears himself and turns things into an absurd orgy of violence. What is the play loop? Most of the time you're going to use the moves available to your girl to do various risky cool stuff. They're going to accumulate blood when they are under duress of some kind, then gamble them on the risky cool stuff. But if they overload on blood, it can shut them down. If they are harmed enough, they evolve further, becoming more mutated or monstrous or mechanized, slowly ticking down the clock before they meet the man, again in their final confrontation before potential death. All the way through this, the city, the GM's role, is meant to be pushing the players to talk about how the girls feel. Not being super familiar with the genre of anime manga this game taps into, I'm assuming that's a really big theme in that stuff. The rough cycle is going to be do teenage stuff, meet goons, turn them into chunky red salsas strewn across part of the city, and repeat until the man shows up, and maybe that happens to one of the girls, or maybe the girls do it to him. Take note, there is no in-game way for the girls to die until they get into a confrontation with the man. They're just going to bounce back around, but in the process come closer to meeting the man. Basically, once the man is dead, the game would end. I wouldn't expect this game to be a long campaign game. This one's more one shot or one arc in that sense. Things I like. This game gives precisely zero craps if you don't like its manga anime origins and leans into them pretty hard. There is no way at all you're going to easily just scrub the serial numbers off to pretend you can do Doctor Who in it, or some moody vampire in a mist-filled land where you can sit back aloof, or some other nonsense. It's high pulp, high blood, high gonzo action. That ticks a lot of boxes for me. The character sheets are doing a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to the setting at the moment, but this could also just be because the main game text is still kind of under development. The game just launches you hard in right at the end. It won't be the kind of game that lingers in, you know, some kind of when is it ever going to finish. You'll start with your girls and sort of hurtle into a maelstrom of flying body parts towards the end point and get your definitive, if maybe unsatisfying, answer. Things I don't love. I am 10,000% not the audience for this game, mostly for not being overly interested in this whole genre of anime manga. Some of the moves, like get each other off, just really don't appeal to me in the slightest. Romance in TTRPG is not my thing at all. But if it is your thing, then what I've just said here is like, you mean there's more reasons to love this? At the moment, it is incomplete. I personally wouldn't get a copy of the finished version, but I feel very confident there is a solid cohort of people who are saying, please take my money over this. So to wrap things up, do I think this game is good? I get the very strong impression that this game will punch a whole community of queer people square in the nose, and they will smile back at it with a bloodied nose before producing a ludicrously large sword from inside a dark blue knife pleat skirt. Do I think I will play this game? Oh, heck no. But it is giving me ideas for kind of a hyper-violent Betamax game at some point. As an aside, I'm not really a Tarantino fan, but you know, the kind of stuff that happens in his movies, right? Like Kill Bill's, like blood and swords and all that sort of, right? That I get why that's a very fun game concept. Should you play this game? If queer anti-establishment hyper-violence sounds good to you, then strap yourself in, baby. This should be something you love. Where can you get it? You can grab your copy at bubblegumsam.itch.io, mutant-monster-machine-girls-twisted-embryo. There'll be a link below, or just pester Sam on Twitter. Babble, B-A-B-B-L-E, gum Sam on Twitter. Now, at the moment, you can get it for the massively grand sum of name your own price. So, you know, maybe lob Sam enough cash so he can get like a Boba Milk tea, right? Like, he's done this. He deserves at least that much. So, that's it. That's the episode. Sam has a bunch of other stuff up on his itch page you might want to check out. And next time, I'm going to be checking out Divination by Adrian Lum, which is pretty much as far outside my usual sort of space as this thing was, but in a completely other direction. If you want to find my own games, you can find them at halflingcaravangames.itch.io, where you could get a Betamax cartridge like Betamax Death or Betamax Theft. Quick starts I've made for those games, and one of my way less refined and more janky bits of nonsense like Assault Heaven Overthrow God and Hands of Fate. Have fun gaming, and you know all that, subscribe and pass links this to your friends, people. The algorithm needs its body parts, people.